Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Another episode of the blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There we go. This is the day is how the day is. Anyway, welcome to Home of Misfits, the podcast where everybody is welcome, everybody belongs, because essentially we're all misfits. You know, because we do not fit in every single box that's out there. So, and if we don't fit, it makes us a miss. It makes us a misfit. Maybe I should talk slower.
You could.
You know, so my mouth can catch up with my brain.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. That's not the tismism way. Anyway, so welcome. I'm here today with a real good friend of mine, Heather Langton. And Heather is just, I mean, amazing because she's my friend. I only know amazing people. So welcome, Heather. Nice to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I love it. I love your hat. I'm so in love with your hat anyway.
Thank you so much. It's one of my favorites. I haven't worn it in a long time, and I saw it this morning and I thought, oh, this is perfect.
Perfect. It's super cute. Anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do,
okay.
And you know, all the good stuff.
So I am neurodivergent. I have PTSD and ADHD. For business, I own my own business. I've been self-employed for 25 years. And what I do now for work is I help business owners who are neurodivergent themselves to figure out how to run their company better and make more profit and hopefully be able to step away from the business. I also do bookkeeping as kind of a hand-in-hand thing there. I've done bookkeeping for 24 years. And I have a lot, of course, with neuro, like I have,
neurospice.
I'm so spicy. I have two more businesses, but I won't go into those because I don't want to drag things on. Maybe I should.
Well, one of the ones that you do, I do want to talk about it because I love it, is photography.
Yes. So I own Heather Langton Photography, and it's heatherlangton.com if you want to go and take a look. I take photographs of wildlife and nature. And would you like to know the reason why? Behind
of
it.
Course.
So when I was a child, I had a very traumatic upbringing. There was a lot of neglect and abuse by both of my parents. When I was about five, we moved to a farm, and we had 25 acres and a pond and horses and all these different animals. And when things got hard in the house, I would just disappear outside. I was allowed to go out and just play and look around. And so I would go and catch frogs, and I would just hang out in the, you know, with the horses and anything nature. It calmed me. And I also at that time started taking photographs with a camera, with a flashbulb and old 35 millimeter film.
Ah, the good old days.
Right. And I actually have some of those photos still. It's really strange. But over the years, I have recognized that nature really helps me get back to myself and take off the outer shell of what everybody else has kind of put on me as expectations through the day, week, month, however long it's been. And so as I've gone through the years, I do a lot of being in nature, and I've continued to take photos over the years. And I have so many amazing photos that have come out. It's been really cool. And the neat thing about it is that I get to bring nature to people who can't access it themselves. That is what my core purpose is in this company. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people can't access nature. Either there's, you know, disability, exactly. If you can't walk, sometimes you can't access certain things.
Right.
There's also, people who are in a city and they can't get out of the city, people who don't have transportation and they're not close enough, people who are incarcerated. And even then, they get 1 hour a day of grass. And that's it. And sometimes they don't even have grass. Sometimes it's all concrete. So I love being able to bring those things to the people who could heal more by experiencing nature, but they're not able to get to it. So I really
love
it. Yeah, it's really cool.
I love it. And it's so fun because it's like a couple months ago, you picked me up and took me out for a drive in nature. And the fun thing is, it's like you're driving, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I gotta stop real quick. And then she grabs her camera, she runs out.
That's me every day.
She just runs out and just takes pictures, and then she comes back, she goes like, I'm so sorry, but I really saw something so cool, I just had to take a picture of it. And that didn't just happen once or twice on our little excursion. And I love it. No, I mean, it's awesome because it's like, and I love the way that the fact that, I mean, I was there, and you shared those pictures that you took, and but you see them from such a unique perspective, that it's like when you're walking or you're driving by or something, you just don't really see it, but it caught you like the corner of your eye, and it's like, park and off you go.
Yes, it's I something about it. It just speaks to me. I don't know how to explain it. I've actually never ever taken a class on photography. I don't know how to use every single feature on my camera. I know how to use a lot and most, but not every single feature. I'm pretty much self-taught, but somehow I've always had the ability. I like bright colors, good contrast. And I've always had the ability to frame things in a way, like you said, that people don't expect. One of the really important things that I like about my photography is that I do not alter the colors. So there's a lot of AI out there making pictures really pretty, and I have one picture specifically that I call it Blue Sunflower,
Oh, I
and
love that one.
it
One of my
is.
favorite.
Yeah, it's got it's a sunflower field, and the sunflowers are white. It's a close up of one with several behind it, and everything around is bluish purple. And so people have asked me, "Oh, you made that, right?" No, I did not. That was exactly what my camera captured. That is called Blue Hour, which is actually 5 to 7 minutes long. It's between the time that it's dark and the time that dawn starts, and so the sun starts to make things a little bit visible before dawn, and you can see, if you pay attention, you can see like distance, you can see shapes, and kind of like everything's grayish blue. That is exactly when I took that photo. So everything I have is as it was when I saw it.
No,
So
it's beautiful. No, I love that. So thank you for sharing that. And
you're
it's like
welcome.
what I love is like, okay, you do so many things, and plus it's neurospices, we have like 50 million projects going, and it's like, oh, look, there's another one, squirrel, and we run. But I love that you just like follow your heart, and all of you guys out there listening, watching, whatever, if there's anything that really interests you, go for it. Explore it, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, great. But
Well, and you know,
you have
I'm
that
sorry.
experience.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, the interesting thing is that actually has led me to a pro bono part of both my companies, my photography and my business coaching. So I have, because I've been trying to bring nature to people who are not able to access it, I found a lot more about the prison population. And there are people in there who don't get to see any nature at all. And so when somebody buys one of my photos for themselves, I offer a 4x6 photo of any of my prints to be sent on their behalf to anyone who's incarcerated in a prison system for free. And if they don't have a suggestion or somebody that they want me to send it to, I get a recommendation from somebody that I know, who also runs a nonprofit that helps the population coming out of prison and assimilating and not having recidivism. I donate 25% of all of my profits to that nonprofit as
Nice.
well.
What's the
Every time you
nonprofit?
buy, right. So every time you buy my photograph, 25% of the profits goes back to a nonprofit helping support people coming out of prison, and you will be able to send a piece of nature to somebody who can't see it and is in a system that, who knows, maybe that
Right.
heals a big
Yeah.
part of them.
No, I love
So.
that. What's the name of the nonprofit? I mean, since I have a nonprofit, I was like, hey, I want to help people promote their nonprofits because they do such important work. And a lot of times it's they're like they're not being talked about, they're not even mentioned, they're not even anything, and then what
Yes.
I found too is like there's so many people who have nonprofits, they play it down,
Yeah.
and it's like,
They're
oh well,
humble.
blah blah blah. No, it's important. You started it. We started those nonprofits for a reason. Don't
Yes.
hide it.
Yes.
Be loud, be proud. That's my philosophy. So, what's the name of the nonprofit?
So it is called The Community. It is in Wisconsin, Milwaukee specifically. I met the gentleman who runs it. His name is Shannon Ross. I met him about probably 6 or 7 years ago through LinkedIn. And that was about the time when I also met a friend who had a brother on death row. And so all of that kind of culminated into where I'm at right now.
Because there
But
are no coincidences,
right, it all just like it's amazing. So Shannon, his it's gotten huge what he has started. They do newsletters into prisons to help the people who are in there understand what the new laws are that have changed that might affect them. All kinds of different stuff to share information in the various prisons. I know he's in multiple prisons in Milwaukee, and I believe he's trying to expand it to other states. And they also, like I said, they do the community kind of assimilation. They also go out into the community ahead of time and share with the community how they can have these people assimilate in a good way and get an idea of what their fears are and address them and hopefully dispel them and make it even better for the people that come out of prison because. The thing is, some people do not change. That is absolutely true. Some people go to prison and come out and they go back again. I don't know what a percentage is, but a lot of people take that time, especially if they are there from a young age for a long time. A lot of the people that I've worked with are there for first degree murder for 20 plus years. They have a different perspective on how they can influence their life and the people that they care about and the world than they did when they went in. And
Oh,
I
yeah.
also love to honor that, which is why I do pro bono business coaching with those people as well.
No, I
So,
love that.
yeah.
Absolutely love this. Yeah, share the contact information and then I will put it, when I post
Okay.
the podcast. This is awesome. So the other thing you do, and I freaking love that, and you just started that like a few months ago. It's a Facebook group for neurodivergent business owners.
Yes.
And I mean, I am in awe how fast this is growing, which shows there's such a need, to address that because it's like so many people, like including myself, I mean, I was diagnosed with ADHD in my late 50s. Okay. So my whole life I've been dealing with this is like feeling like that square peg in a round hole, and I always looked at it as like most people is like, what's wrong with me? Well, first of all, there's absolutely nothing wrong with me, with you, with anybody. Okay. You're just, it's like you're functioning with a different operating system. Oh, I wrote a book about that.
Oh, imagine that.
No. But
What a
no,
great
but
one.
I know, right? Actually, yeah. Anyway, but I mean the thing is, and it's like but when I look at your group, when did you start it?
It's actually a year and a half old,
Oh,
but
it's a year and a half.
it started really growing probably about 9 months ago.
Oh.
And at this point, it's between 80 and 100 people joining a week and almost 6,000 views a month.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, to see, I really thought it was just like 6 months ago or so, but to me, time is like
I know, right?
the
I have
time
to
to
look every
me.
once in a while because,
I've
yeah.
lost the concept of if I wouldn't have a calendar on my phone and on my computer, I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. My husband laughs. He goes like, I was like, the other day, like yesterday or so, and he goes like, honey, that was a year ago. I was like, oh.
Oh, I thought it was Blur's Day.
I have, oh, they are that too. But I was like, I mean, a year and a half still,
Year.
this is amazing. And it's like, and it's catching on. There's more and more people. And what I love is it gives people permission to come out and say, hey, I'm dealing with this. It's like, oh wow, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. Because
Yes.
so many times we get a diagnosis and we deal with stuff, and we think we're all alone. We're just like something is wrong with us and we're the
Yes.
only ones that nobody understands and all of that. It's not true. It is not true.
That's true. And that's absolutely right. And when I created the group, so our three rules are kindness at all times, no matter what. It's required. Anything that's posted has to somehow relate to neurodivergence, whether it's the owner of the business, the things that they focus on, something has to be in that post about neurodivergence. And you need to know that you're welcome here. Everybody is welcome, and therefore there will be no bullying, no making people uncomfortable, nothing. Because the thing is, you belong here in this group, you belong. We are all dealing with
Something.
similar things, right? Not exactly the same. No two people
Right.
are, but guaranteed, if you've got 2,200 members in a group and you post that you're struggling with something, there are just a few that have been there. And I look at that as several things being accomplished. Number one, commiseration, meaning I'm having a crappy time, you're having a crappy time. It's the same thing. Wow, I'm not alone. It's not me. It's not just me. I am not alone. That's huge. The other thing I see is encouragement. I see people being able to share things. And so it's interesting because when you share a suggestion about how to solve a problem, you have to really understand that problem yourself in order to be able to explain it to somebody else and how to solve it. So it's actually helping people solve their own problem by sharing how this other person can be helped. And so it actually grows everybody in the process. And this group, I've had several people say to me, I never thought that I would post about things like this. And I got nothing but positive and uplifting support from everybody. And it was a pretty risque thing to share, the thing that he shared. So it's
Well,
been a
yeah.
and it's been a really great place. I am excited about the fact that people feel safe. I see it. People feel safe being themselves and sharing what they need or what they're
Yeah.
going through.
No, I mean it's a great group. It's like I smile every time something comes up for me in my feed, you know, when I do the doom scrolling thing, you
Yep,
know,
yep, yep,
and
yep.
then it comes up and it's like, or what I love is you know, I find something like this morning I saw something that was funny about ADHD and taking screenshots to save for later and never look at them again. Hello, guilty.
I have a bunch of
You
them
know,
and
and
I
it's
could go
like I saw that
back.
and I laughed so hard. And here's the fun part. The first thing that popped into my mind is to share it with my Home of Misfits group and with your group.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that.
You
I
know,
absolutely love that.
because I know exactly it, people there get it. It hits them.
It does. When I saw that, I had literally just finished screenshotting a calendar thing that comes up every day for me, and I've never looked back at them, but I do it every single day still. And I screenshotted it and saw your post and then commented that I just done that. So it's totally right on, right?
Right. But I mean, and but here's the thing, because it is a safe place to post stuff like that. You know, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's silly, and sometimes it makes you think. You know,
Sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's helpful, sometimes
right.
it's scary. Some
Yes.
absolutely.
No, I mean I absolutely love that, and I really hope this group continues to grow the way it has and gives people what they're giving and what they're looking for, and you know, all of those things. I mean, it is so amazing, and I love it. I cannot wait for my group to grow like that. So, eventually,
That's awesome. Well, you keep posting in our group, and your group will grow too, as
oh,
well.
I
Because
know.
believe me, most of us in there are misfits. I should say all, but I never like to include everybody.
Well, I mean, the thing is, technically, everybody's a misfit, it's just most, not most people, a lot of people feel offended by that term.
Interesting. Yeah.
I
Because I
find.
see it as it just, you don't fit in a box. And honestly,
Right, and that's all that is.
yeah, and I don't see a square peg in a round hole. I am a sparkly star trying to cram myself in that round hole.
Oh, I like it.
So
I
I
like
really,
sparkles.
yeah, and that is okay because when I come away from that round hole, I still have my sparkly star self. So yeah, you're right. People do not fit in, not, there is no person that fits in every single box on this
All
planet.
right. Correct. You know, so in some form or another, we're
We're
all a
all,
misfit,
that's right,
you know,
yep.
and it's just like, and part of what I love with your group and what I'm doing, it's like, you know, get away from that stigma that it's a negative thing. It's not.
Right.
It's just different.
Right.
That's it.
Yes, it's interesting that you say that because as I coach business owners who are neurodivergent themselves, most of them say to me, I don't have control of blah, blah, blah in my business, and I want to get better control of it. And the first thing I share with them is, if you would like to control, if you would like to manage your business, the first thing you need to figure out how to manage is yourself. So most often we actually start out with ADHD focus hacks, conversion, like I can help them to figure out, okay, when this happens, what do I do with it? Well, you convert it to this kind of thought, and using to-do lists and time management. And so much of the work that I do is helping people to get in the right headspace and focus when they need to be able to make their company better. Because I'll tell you, every business owner that I have worked with so far is amazing. They have so much knowledge and they have a niche that they are good at. That I call that the oh God, what do I call that? The zone of genius, sorry. So each of these people has a zone of genius that goes so deep. They just don't understand how to work with their brain as well as they could. And some of them also need some business education. But really, that's the biggest thing is figuring out how do I work with who I am and make it work for me instead of making me feel guilty for not doing things, instead of making me feel like I didn't do things right, instead of making me feel like I can't do anything because it won't be right, all of those things. So,
No,
yeah.
I love that. And I mean, and from my own experience, I mean, it took me forever and a day to figure out. It's like, hey, what works for me? How can I make it work? And if it's like, and most of all, it's like, how do I best stop beating myself up?
Yes, grace for yourself is huge.
That's huge. So let's do some questions. I always have a, I like this. I have this list, of
It sounds
questions.
like that. Dun, dun, I have this
I mean,
list.
it's like 50 questions, but don't worry, I won't ask all of them.
I'll go quick.
I'll just find, the best one.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one, considering what you do with your group and everything. What was the moment you realized, oh, there are a lot of us out there?
It was not actually the group that made me feel that. It was actually my business coaching because in the past, I owned a construction company. I owned and operated it for 15 years. I have a lot of experience and knowledge in the trades and the construction industry for residential work. I marketed my butt off to people who were in that realm, that industry, that. And after 6 years, I finally realized, I said to myself, why am I getting all these other people? I'm not getting people like one or two over 6 years. What is going on? And then I thought about, okay, I have an IT guy, I have a massage lady, I have somebody who's a barber, like all of these various different, none of it fit until I realized every single person I had coached over that 6 years was neurodivergent in some way. And that is why we clicked and connected, which is one of the most important things about coaching. If I don't click and connect with somebody, I can't help them as well. And honestly, their money is better spent with somebody who they do feel that way
Oh,
with.
absolutely. I get
So,
that all the time too, yeah.
yeah. So,
Oh, I love that. Let's see. Oh, yeah. What's one thing neurodivergent business owners say that makes you think, yup, same every time?
oh, there's so many. Could I list three? Honestly, the top three, the first one is I have no idea what my financials look like. And even if I saw them, I would have no idea what it means. It doesn't tell me anything, which is something that I help with. Another thing is I don't know how to manage everything. It's like I'm working 60, 80 hours a week and I'm getting nothing done. And then another thing that they say is, I tried to do this, but I got distracted and I ended up going over here and trying this. And I had this whole new idea about how to make money. And yeah, I hear that
Somewhere
all.
else, man.
I feel like I hear that every single session. And I'm like, that's an awesome idea. Let's go back. And I
Those
actually
darn squirrels, man.
document their ideas as we talk about them because you never know when that one's going to turn into a $1 million idea for them. And I've documented it for them in my notes. So.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Oh, I like this one. I know what mine is, so. What is your favorite word for neurodivergent right now? Is it neurodivergent, neurospicy, a different weird, or something else?
Neurospicy for sure, like super
Neurospicy?
neurospicy.
Like I'm spicy.
Like neuro hot spicy.
I that. Oh, another thing is like, so you're fixing to have a major life change.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
How is that working with the neurospice?
Oh, okay. So my significant change is I am moving to Spain in June of this year. And I will not be coming back to the United States, is my plan, anyhow. So I am blessed in that. Well, I am blessed and I prepared very well for working remotely. I have taken the last probably 4 years to perfect that. And now I do only remote work no matter where I am, even if I'm in my hometown. So that has been a huge help because there's a visa that's easy to get and that kind of, so that's given me a great guide to start. However, there are so many things that I don't have answers to that I have questions to. And as soon as I start to think, maybe I should look this up, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot, that it's too much. And then I move on to something else and I have to come back to it. I'll be honest, there are things that I've avoided for about 4 months still. I'm gonna have to look them up. And I think the fear on looking certain things up is that then I'm going to have to be busier if it's not going to work like I hope it is. And so there's that paralyzation. There's also the lack of direction that comes up sometimes. It's also very easy to allow the overwhelm to come in and cause depression, which I think a lot of people with neurodivergence have symptoms of. Just inherently because of the way that thing our brain
Oh,
doesn't
absolutely. It's
work
like
the
for me,
same.
it's like I get overwhelmed, and I just shut down. It's like, screw it. I'm out, and
So
then.
fortunately, my partner, who is also moving there from Australia, is excellent at these kinds of things. So it's come down to where I only need to research myself a couple of basic topics and then look at his information and answer questions and that I still have based on that information. So that's helped a lot. But I also do a lot of perseverating, which is another neurodivergent thing. And I've gotten to a point where I'm not seeing a bad outcome in my mind, which is wonderful because for a while I was like, what if, what if? But like you always say, we have to what if up, not down.
Because what if it all goes right?
What if it's amazing? I am looking forward to it being
Exactly.
amazing.
I
So,
love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. All right. What gives you the most hope right now about neurodivergent visibility?
oh, wow. I see so many people talking about it and talking about themselves as a neurodivergent. It has recently come to be something that we're allowed to talk about in society. It doesn't have the same stigma.
Doesn't
I
have that
have,
taboo to it anymore.
right.
That you don't have to go like, oh my God,
It's not a
I
shameful thing in all cases anymore. It still sometimes can become, by other people's standards, a thing to be shameful of. And it's,
Right.
but in general, I see people talking about it. And I have always said, as soon as you speak up, there is at least one other person who knows that they can too.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, what I like is like the more you talk about like neurodivergent or spirituality or whatever it is, it gives others permission to speak and ask questions and really open up about it and explore their curiosity. I love that.
The
So.
ability to think different about it and find more information and be curious. And yeah, absolutely. It makes it something that you can talk about without feeling like you're not supposed to, without feeling shame.
Right. No, I absolutely love it. All right. So, what would you love to see change in the next 5 to 10 years for neurodivergent entrepreneurs?
Well, let me just say I have a bigger vision than just work-wise stuff because I am hopeful that neurodivergence will start to weigh the teeter-totter down in the opposite direction. I believe that neurodivergence can be displayed as kind of an ascension of process of thought from where we are as a typical society. I feel like neurodivergence is an advancement that is an upgrade. And so I am super hopeful that we continue to use our not normal selves to influence the entire world and the people right next to us, but to influence the entire world to think differently because I do have to tell you, I don't know that I could even name one person right now who I know personally who is neurodivergent and is not wanting to help others or their community or something, wanting to put positive out there. I don't see many neurodivergent people trying to put out negativity because they've experienced so much of it themselves, yet they've discovered the positive side and seen how much it benefits everybody. So
Oh, yeah,
that's where I'm
that's.
hoping. And in that, let's give neurodivergent business owners no taxes.
All right, I second that motion.
No, but I do hope that it helps neurodivergent business owners to understand that. Like right now, I feel as business owners, we're not in with the typical ones, of course, as far as what we want, what we need. And so when people in our Congress go and petition for things that are needed for small business, they're usually talking about a neurodivergent or a neurotypical business owner. And so it's very different. So, yeah.
You know, and honestly, I think there's a lot more of us out there than there's normal. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of us still out in hiding, either because we are ashamed, we are afraid, or we just don't know.
And we don't know exactly. It's like for me, like I said, it's like, you know, a couple of years ago, I found out that ADHD situation, you know, and it's like, well, that explains a few things. But anyway.
Yeah, well, and a lot of neurodivergent things that come about have been studied in males all along, and they're starting finally to recognize and discover and work with the fact that females are different symptoms, different everything. So that's really cool too. I think that's a
No,
huge
I
advancement.
totally agree. So
Yeah.
last question.
Okay.
If this chapter of your life had a title, what would you call it?
The new beginning.
I love it.
The metamorphosis, even. I am at a point where I am getting ready to move, which I love no matter what. Anytime you move to a new area, you can always reinvent yourself. And I have always been excited about that part of moving. And I believe that a different culture that I'm looking at going into is going to nurture my neurodivergence in a way that is not nurtured where I live right now in the country I live in. And so I think that that's going to be really cool. And so it's like a huge change, totally different country, different people. And I'm super excited for it. It feels like a brand new chance at life.
No, I love that. I cannot wait to visit. I haven't been to Spain, so.
Oh, well, you'll have to get a frequent flyer card now
Oh,
to Spain.
darn. Okay. It's like, oh, twist my arm.
I said I need to have a ledger that I'm like putting a waiting list because I'm losing track of who wants to come. But you know what's really going to happen is like two people will come visit. So you better be one.
You know, I mean. But for me, it's a logistic thing. You know that.
That's yes,
But it can be, I'm working on it because there's a lot of things I still want to do. And anyway, that's a whole different show.
I actually am already thinking about how to make it accessible.
I love it. I like it because, you know, all your friends are getting older too.
Right? I might need it when I get my cane next week. No, I'm not getting a cane next week. Just kidding, that I know of.
No, you're not getting one. You don't need
You
one.
wake up in the
Goodbye.
morning and you don't know what tricks your body is playing on you. It's like something new every day. Woohoo! Welcome to older age. Now you have this. Yay! Another thing to solve.
Yay. You know, it's like, oh, look at this challenge. Look at what we get to learn today.
Adventure every day.
It's all good. Well, Heather, thank you. Hey, if people want to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you?
So the best way is probably to either text or call. My number is 719-440-5836. And I will give that information as well. I have a website for my business coaching and my website for photography. I'll include those in the information I share with you. And probably the best way is to use one of those options that I will have you share on the
So now, when you
comment
move
section.
to a different country, will your phone number change?
Nope.
Oh, goody.
I may have an additional phone number for other business, but I will continue to have this phone
Okay.
number. Yeah.
Just check in, you know, because I know as soon as you
Absolutely.
said your phone number, and people are like, wait a minute, she's moving
Yeah.
because
Well, an
yours
email
by.
is. Email is always a good place to
Oh, there you
start
go.
too. My email is heatherA.langton@gmail.com. So pretty simple, heatherA.langton@gmail.com.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I love it. Well, Hella, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being my friend, for being on the show, for sharing your wisdom, and for everything you do for us misfits, you know?
You are very welcome, and I am so appreciative of the ability to shine with you and
Aw.
share information that hopefully helps everybody else who sees.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thank you again for tuning in for this episode, and then we will see you next week for a new one. Until then, you always belong. This is your home, home of misfits. It's like this is where you belong, your home. So anyway, we will see you next week. Until then, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.